Start to a new trip, just put the Ottawa game behind you on the scoring chances you had that unfortunately you couldn't get by Hammond, or how do you approach it mentally tonight?
Yeah, we dealt with that the next day at the rink. We, on a percentage basis, in the last 2 months, the only other game that we had a better increase in for and against chances was the Edmonton game, the Toronto game, rather. So we did an awful lot of good things in that game. We want to continue those. There's not a change or a shift in how we approach this game.
What's the sense inside the locker room when you lose guys like Buff and Little early on a trip like this, where obviously you want to get things going in the right direction?
Well, we have good people to come in and take those minutes. You don't replace them, but we have depth on our right D side for sure. So Jake Trouba has done it in the past and appreciates and enjoys the opportunity to play more. His minutes go up. It's a little bit more of a process to replace Brian Little in that role as the number one center. So we move the lines around a little bit based on health and based on roles. And again, Jim Slater gets to come up and play play his game in that role. He'll take an awful lot of face-offs in the defensive zone. We've got two guys in the wings we think can really handle that with him. Challenge, no doubt, without them, but certainly an opportunity.
Trouba just kind of scoffed at the notion of panic. He's sort of said, we lose guys, you lose guys all the time.
Yeah.
He said, there's Buff is Buff, but he said, but we're not going to roll over because we lost one player.
We really like Dustin Byfuglien. And certainly he's a difficult guy to replace, but it almost seems we may have underestimated. And when we say we're talking about everybody else outside of room, don't underestimate how good the back end still is. And so we've got lots of good players back there. And Jacob Trouba has been as effective as Dustin in some parts of the game during the year. So this is nothing compared to what we went through in the past. I mean, you lose four in one night, five defensemen out of your lineup, and that game was 2-2, up to 10 seconds left to go in the game against San Jose. So we'll put in a good fight and a good effort here tonight, but certainly not feeling like that with two guys out of the lineup, we can't win this game.
Did you know the state of the standings before you went to bed, or is it something that you check when you get up in the morning?
Depends on if we played the night before. I usually see most of the games before I shut her down, yeah.
So, is this fun for you? Like, Andrew was just talking about it in the room that, he checked the standings first thing this morning and
sure.
Kind of smiled and said, well, we got to win.
Got to earn it. Nothing wrong with that. No, I mean, you wanted to get into this fight at the start of the year, and now we're in it, so you darn well better find a way to enjoy it.
You expect a different Predators team based on the fact they've lost their last five? Or?
Oh, you go through that Islander game, and they played their game. Yeah. They were on the puck. They controlled for me the big bulk of the play, and even in their losses, I think their team game has been really, really good. So there's going to be nothing different about them except they'll be really focused and really hungry. So I would expect the start of this game, especially, they'll be coming.
Expect to use Adam Lowry a little bit more on the special teams with Brian being out. Or?
Yeah. So there's three holes when Brian goes down. He kills penalties for us. He's on the power play and takes a big chunk of minutes 5-on-5. So Adam's the guy. Scheif's minutes are going to come up, but he plays a lot. But Lowry will be guy. The bigger jump is when you go from the three hole to the two or one hole. That's the bigger jump in minutes in those top three. So he's going to see some action tonight.
Yeah, 14-18 kind of that.
I'm sorry.
14-18, right?
Sort of. Yeah. Depends on how the whistles come, and the penalties that are called and all that. But he won't be complaining about ice time after the game.